been such an extraordinary talk for me and has re-inspired me to do more vigorous snuggles and wrestling, and it's been great. I have a quick question, and that is, when the child feels overwhelmed and uninspired and checked out because another sibling of the same age is so much further ahead, I don't know how to get through to re-inspire.
So, you know, Patty talks about this thing called the three-legged stool, and this is the concept. One leg is special time. The other leg is support for yourself through listening partnerships and support groups. And the third leg is stay listening, setting limits, and play listening. The special time piece is really important. And like I said before, it's like pouring money into a bank. So I would definitely recommend doing whatever you can to create special time opportunities so that you and your child can then build up that positive connection. And when that happens, then he'll start to build more trust and feel more safe. And when that safety builds up, he will feel more ready to release his feelings to you. And once he has a chance to release those feelings, he'll start to feel more capable because you'll be pouring that loving attention and warmth with him while he releases feelings. But that special time is the first step. If all else fails, if you don't remember anything from this call, I'd say go with special time. That's the one, number one thing to start with. Does that help?
It helps so, this whole hour has helped so much. And what was mind-blowing was when you talked about rewards and punishment, which Alfie Cohn talks about, and one of his teachers suggested, let's set up a reward that when he gets to X, Y, and Z, he will get a Lego treat. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's not the way we want to go, but I felt stuck in the moment, and you have really given me, reinvigorated my special time and stay listening tool, and I greatly appreciate this hour.
I'm so glad. With your child's teacher, one thing you can do when that suggestion is brought up is listen well to the teacher. The teacher is well-intentioned. But what you can say is we've tried some of those things and we find that it does not work with him. And what he seems to need more is a lot of connection time. And I'm wondering what you can do in the school to offer him that connection time. And you can tell her what you're doing at home with him.
Lovely. Lovely.